Hello, everyone. My name is Alden Patterson, and I'm here with my father, who is my oldest relative. And today, we will be talking to him about his childhood, his college life, and also his life when he was transitioning from just the preacher to being the pastor of our head, to being the head pastor of our church. So first, what was your childhood like?
Childhood was very interesting looking back on it. It didn't seem like it then, of course, because we were growing up in it. But my dad was a pastor of a church. So we were always at church on Sundays. We were at church all day. During the week, we were at church. But we also were involved in scholastic activities, athletics. And so as I look back on it, it was a very well-rounded childhood. But many of my memories, since my dad was a pastor, was actually in church in different activities. Like right now this summer, we're at Vacation Bible School. We call it Camp Corinth. You know, we were always in church. That's my memory.
And I know for school, you played basketball and other sports like that. So how did you like those activities?
Love basketball. To this day, I still love basketball. My favorite player at the time was Dr. J. And then, of course, Michael Jordan came along after that. But basketball will always be one of my favorite sports. I also ran track. And now I'm into golf, but I've always been into athletics.
That's nice. So where did you grow up?
Grew up on the east side of Houston in a nice neighborhood. And we were outside of the city, but yet closer to the city. And so it was kind of city, rural at the same time. So it kind of got like the best of both worlds. But that was like suburbs, but early suburbs when suburbs were really becoming developed. So we were out in the suburbs.
So during your childhood, I know you had a lot of people around, a lot of adult figures, but who influenced you the most?
I would say my dad.
Okay. Now, I know coming out of high school or going into high school, one of the very most important things you're thinking about is getting a job. So what was your first job?
Well, actually, after I graduated from college, I got accepted to law school. And before I got accepted to law school, when after I graduated, I went and joined Continental Airlines, which was United Airlines at the time. Continental became what is currently United. And through that job, I got to travel. So I did a lot of traveling all around the world. And it was a great experience in conjunction with me being in law school.
Now, speaking on your childhood, what is one piece of advice that you would give your younger self?
Be patient. Patience, patience, patience. Because if you get ahead of the process, it's not going to work out. If you don't do what you need to do because you're pressing, it's not going to work out. But if you do what you're supposed to do, just having the patience to know everything is going to work out according to the plan that is already scheduled to work out. Even if we don't know what that plan is, it requires patience in order to let it play out.
Thank you for those insights on your childhood. Now moving on from that, going into your college life, what would you say was the best part about Camp Community?
It was an opportunity to really transition and develop into a young man. That was the farthest I'd been away from home by myself at that age. It really allowed me to see another part of the country, being that I was in Virginia. It was a great section of the country where you actually experience all four seasons of weather, which we really typically don't get here in Houston. We were 2 hours outside of Washington, D.C. We used to go up there I had friends who attended Georgetown University, played football up there. It was just really had an opportunity to get a whole different perspective on so many different areas of life. And then the campus life at Hampton was also a great experience, meeting people from all over the country. And you develop friendships that I still have today from all different parts of the country just because of my experiences at Hampton.
Thank you. So what did you major in when you went to Hampton University?
I majored in communications.
What was a defining factor that made you major in that specific region, I guess I would say?
Because I always knew that I was called to preach, and I had not accepted my call to preach officially yet. And so by majoring in communications, it gave me the opportunity to develop in that arena. And so I vividly remember we had to get up and do speeches. I also was involved in the mass media department. That's where you have, you know, television. And so everything was centered and geared around communicating. And even to this day, I vividly remember my classmates wanting me to write their scripts for their presentations because they recognized the gift that was already there at that time. So that major allowed me to cultivate that gift.
Now, you also mentioned your call to preach. When were you called to preach, and when did you realize that it was the right time to accept that call?
I knew early on. There were different instances where it would be confirmation. People would say things to me even when I was a child. And I just kind of let each of those steps along be a part of that journey. But I also wanted to be able to live my life as a young adult. And so I did not accept it when I initially knew it. But then after I graduated and when I got out of school, I realized that I had not accepted my calling yet. And then at that point in time, I became more serious about it. And then I talked to my dad about it. And I guess they say the rest is history.
Thank you. Now, moving on from college life, and you're already a preacher at this point, what was your first reaction when you realized that you had become the pastor of our church?
Well, it was pretty traumatic on how that all happened, because I was actually on my way to the Masters golf tournament in Augusta, Georgia, and I never will forget when I got that call from my wife saying that my dad had passed away. So I had to catch a flight. I had to leave Augusta, drive back to Atlanta, and catch a flight to get back to church that Wednesday, because that's what had happened, in order to get to church by 7 so I could get to church for the Wednesday evening Bible study, which I actually conducted on the day my dad passed away. And then we buried him a week later. The night before we buried him, that's when the church called me to become pastor. So it was a bittersweet. It was the excitement of finally reaching that level, but it was also bitter under the circumstances of how swiftly that transition happened.
And you have been pastor for 11 years, which is a great accomplishment, but how would you describe these 11 years?
They have been difficult at times and very enjoyable at times. The best of life and the worst of life. You're dealing with people. So actually, you know, nothing's perfect, but you're dealing with people at their worst moments oftentimes. Sickness, disease, death, hospitalizations, all of that takes a toll on you. But then you deal with life's greatest moments. You deal with baby dedications. weddings, you deal with marriages, you deal with celebrations and graduations. So it's the ebb and flow of life in general. It has highs and it has lows. It has ups and it has downs. But all of them make you stronger. They make you wiser. And they make you better as a pastor. Because these are all life situations that we all must go through and encounter.
If you had not become a preacher, which I honestly, in my eyes, I can't see that happening, what would your job be today?
I'd probably be an entertainment lawyer, because I was going to law school to become an entertainment lawyer. So I would have never been in the courtroom, but I would have been doing contracts and things of that nature. Probably in the record industry, because I love music so much.
Oh, I also myself would like to be a lawyer of some sort one day when I grow up. But what is a life lesson that you have learned that you believe that everybody should know of, that could have happened even when you were a child?
When my dad left, my dad tells a story. When he left Granger, Texas at 18 years old, on his way to Seattle University, he was going from the Gulf Coast of Texas all the way to the farthest northwest point, literally within the continental United States. And he always says his mother was at the train station. She couldn't look at him eye to eye because it hurt her to see her son go away to college so far. And she said, "Son, do three things. Trust God, do right, and the Lord will make a way somehow." That story stuck with me when I went away to go to school at Hampton University on the far northeast side of the United States. I took that 3-point suggestion that was given to my dad, and I used that as the basis for my experience in life. And that's what I've tried to do. And ever since I've left home, I've done three things. I've trusted God. I've tried to do right. And I can stand here to say that the Lord has made a way somehow. And the way he's made has been beyond my wildest beliefs. I have lived out my dreams, my desires, and it has been an incredible life of favor.
Thank you for joining us tonight, and thank you all for listening to my podcast.